So Don Theo began in his manuscript 30 years ago in the Ecology of Sense, talking about synesthesia and co-anesthesia. And you see, those are the major characteristics of the Android meme. As you get to Web 2.0, co-anesthesia is the position of central control of the operation, or central coherence. And so more and more people can mix their media from a powerful position. So the Android meme, enhanced co-anesthesia, C-O-E-N-A-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A, and its content is synesthesia. So that means that the eye becomes the ear, becomes the foot, becomes the touch, becomes the smell, becomes the subtle. And that can be music, sculpture, an automobile, an airplane, internal drug trip, all those soundscapes and other sensory scapes is what we're able to work with. And you see, the Finney's Wake is the ultimate synesthetic and co-anesthetic book. You know, the synesthesia is the multiple languages and multiple media, but it's always coming out of Humphrey Chimpton Earworker's room, just like he was, if he was a hacker on a modern digital setup. It's coming out of the secret hacker room, and he's in charge of all the communications out of the content of his digital medium. So you see, Joyce really nailed it with that image of co-anesthesia and in parallel with synesthesia. So Don Thiel recognized that and develops that in his later books. And you can see ION is an amazing expression of co-anesthesia and synesthesia. Synesthesia is the world of mortar, of social communication, in which ION says the angels were horrified when humans started to speak and use language, because they see that it was going to create a whole bunch of traps. And then later media become extensions of language, and so they saw that unfolding. And then eventually the synesthesia of the communication experience. At the same time, you have the power of the stone or the word, as opposed to the world of mortar, which holds the stones together. The stones are the empowered beings, the ascended situation. And so more and more, the media gives the co-anesthetic effect of the word power, the original word power and stone power. So we have stone and water, or stone, which is the crystalline private symbol of consciousness, and private used cautiously. Maybe just say the citadel of consciousness is the co-anesthetic. That's the stone, and then the water is the social mortar. And more, the synesthetic world that people respond to, and you see it in the tooting dancers, they are liquidly altering their body language and arm joints and flip the double boned whip-whap that they do with their bodies, whiplash. So aesthetically, they are responding to the liquid shifting of forms in the different media. Like, they'll show themselves being stopped by someone turning a dial, and then sped up and whipped around the way people can do it with their media apparatus. And so tooting is dancing the new synesthesia of the Android meme. The Android meme doing its programming. So you have today, tooting is an attempt to mirror the programmer of the Android meme, and to create a counter mimetic programming using the methodologies of the average synesthetic environment that the Android meme operates. So then ION comes in, retrieving the power of the stone, but also freeing you up to engage in the synesthesia of public expression. And that's why Don Theo's writings anticipate ION. He has picked the two critical terms that are really important and appropriate to our time: co-anesthesia and synesthesia.
When we communicate, I think what we want is to get another pattern that take us out of our
patterns.
Own. We want to connect to other flow of thinking, of words. It's like the words that somebody else creates, or the communication they create, it's another isomer. It's another poetry.
The co-anesthetic means we don't go anywhere. We remain in our space, our room. But the content is synesthetic. So all forms of culture, all the disciplines, all the arts, all the sciences are engaged now. All the geographical four corners of the world are imploded and merged. So that's not, McLuhan's pattern does not apply to today. Finnegan's Wake describes the world this way. So it's more important. That's why Don Thiel says, McLuhan made great contributions, but we need to go back and appreciate how Finnegan's Wake covers a lot of what's happening today that McLuhan didn't cover. So everybody's staring at their cell phone. That, what do they see in the cell phone? They see the Android meme programmer, the Pharaoh, the Android meme replay of the pharaonic programmer of the whole world. And so we are outside of that situation, part of us, our eyes and that are merged with the screen, our eyes and ear. So the pharaonic is presented to everybody. And so more and more people are going to respond as pharaohs. That's what you call the selfie trend in all forms of communication. So we have to look like, you have to remember, it's not just the consumer or prosumer programming the Android meme. That's certainly possible and done, but they are staring at I don't want to say the mirror, but they're staring at a colossal Android meme programming and programmer that's forcing you to adapt to it. So it's exactly like Finnegan's Wake lays out. The programmer and the programmed, there's no difference. So everybody's in the middle. Everybody's in the middle kingdom, and so is the Android meme. So is the programmer of the Android meme, the Matrix, the virtual satellite solar conductor. So that means that everybody can be the poetic, can be the hero, the personal savior for 3 minutes of anybody else. So everybody's on the equal playing field of being a service to anybody else that follows you or tunes into you. So that everybody is, in the world of mortar, a social avatar. A temporary guru, healer for the different forms of expression and for the fact that, as you were saying, everybody requires some input. So everybody gets in the action. This is what Joyce's phrase, here comes everybody. Here comes everybody, not to sit in the audience, not just to be on the stage and be an actor, but to use the other bodies and create content for everybody else. That's part of this movement of here comes everybody. And you can see in the Game of Thrones episode of May 31st, it's called Hard Home, H-A-R-D-H-O-M-E, that particular episode, the cold environment that McLuhan predicted of multiple Agent Smiths communicating excessively, that's what comes in and wipes out the chemical bodies and probably the astral bodies and upsets the TV bodies. That's what the media synesthesia of the meaning of the Game of Thrones up to this point, the eighth episode of this season, the fifth season. I think that's what it is, fourth or fifth season. So you see the particles of these skeletons, chemical body skeletons, reanimated. It's a perfect description of what everybody is to everybody else in the ecstasy of communication, as Baudrillard said so aptly. And so there's a great deal of indifference while one's communicating and engaging in the bodies. Croker used this phrase 20 years ago, indifferent rivulets of experience. Well, there's indifferent rivulets of five-bodied experience. The only thing that seems to have any charisma today is the mystery landscape. People are looking for something that's mysterious. So that allows anybody to be a candidate to offer something strange and mysterious. And the more bizarre synesthetic presentation that anybody presents, that is an approximation of the externalization of the mystery landscape. And of course, Ion's mission here is to explain the mystery landscape so that we're not dependent on it, not addicted to it, not seduced by it. And that leads to a point of don't want to say liberation, but a point of super communication where everybody is no longer putting on everybody else, but taking off, turning loose, which has been happening in different environments already throughout the 20th century and into the 21st century. So we're looking for new forms of takeoff. Takeoff. I think the McKenzie brothers used to say on Second City, takeoff. I think that gets into the definition of the poetic. Poetry originally meant making. So it's not necessarily an identity crisis or the forging of identity. Identity is too solid, too stable, if you get one, make you stay relevant to your experience. So yes, I like the phrase dangling ganglia. That's what we are. And it's the forging of, no, it's not the forging. It's the attempt to experience something new. So what people, when we say people are addicted to communication, and communication is the main drive in social existence, is that everybody enjoys being taken out of themselves, being extended, so that people will look for anything to engage their attention. And so addiction is not appropriate either. It's a recognition that the human being is an incredible absorber of the new, and is capable of taking the new constantly. So people are given the opportunity in the Andor meme, and then with Iandam. Iandam makes people strong and secure in interacting with the Android meme's incessant stimulation. So even though we're indifferent, there's no getting around to that part of yourself that craves a new color, a new note, a new emotion, a new fluid, a new glandular release. That's what you're talking about. And so when McLuhan reviewed William Burroughs back in 1964, he said everybody is inside everybody else's digestive system. So everybody becomes food. And you think of Gurdjieff saying there's three kind of foods or impressions, three kinds of food. The breathing of oxygen. The second was just sensory impressions. And the third one was actual food for the mouth. So you got three kinds of food that are synesthetically cooperating and arguing to create diversity for the dangling ganglia that requires the new constantly. So when Ezra Pound said back in the 20s, make it new, the 20s or 30s, make it new, that certainly is not required today. People are going to make it new willy-nilly, and even be forced to adapt to an Android meme that makes it new. So you see that words are so invigorating, but they have to take a back seat to other forms of communication and get in line and wait for the cycle, the rotating, so back to words becomes a desired experience for a few minutes. The Baroque spirals of synesthesia and co-anesthesia is the essence and structure of my tiny note chart. And the tiny note chart apparently is the accurate presentation of the alchemy of the present that actually evoked Ion. So the Android meme is so powerful, been so powerful, that something way more powerful had to come in to provide a new sensation, a new cohesion. And that's what's expressed in the Hard Home episode of Game of Thrones. They're implying that nothing can handle the onslaught of this Ionic character that's standing on the wharf, raising his hand and reactivating all the dead skeletons while Jon Snow worried looks about. Where is he going to go? How is he going to lead a resistance?
What you just said about communication being food, we don't only need to feed the physical, but you want to feed all the other bodies. You love to communicate in such a way that you want to reach people in their whole totality. And somehow you created a new food with the new products.
It's almost like we in Ayandam, with Ian, me and Carolyn and JW, take over the center by default. People are enjoying the synesthesia of disconnection and overlaying each other. That's the new opiate. And there's no problem in that. And that left a lot of room for us to come forward. Now, the appreciative things you're saying about what I'm doing, it doesn't require any effort. I'm not doing much, I'm not being original as a concrete product, but I am able to respond, and that's what people want. They want to be able to stay involved and be able to respond to what's happening, not get too into the indifferent position. And the RNA drops help people stay interested, and they do that by making you enjoy your indifference, realize the aesthetics of it or the bliss of it, but it gives you the energy and stamina to fake participation. That's what I'm trying to say about what we're doing ourselves is... continuing the dialectic of selfie versus selfie while seeing who responds. And there's always going to be someone who will respond to us because everybody's looking for something different. We're providing something different, but that's parallel to every other difference that's being created. You see, this is why you can't form a national standardized economy in this situation. You can't bring back the gold standard. You can't get Wall Street into some kind of humane response to the destruction of the Android meme. The anarchy, the obliteration, and that's what this figure is in, this ionic figure in the Game of Thrones represents. This is the final turn of the old world, plural, of the old worlds. The end of the beginning that we're arriving at, that every form of thought of any archetypal significance predicted. This is the most dramatic form of communication that ever could be communicated. And we gather all of those forms into our radio shows. We have the extra benefit of non-physical and I don't find many people appreciate or understand the magnitude of the ionic. And I like the Game of Thrones beginning to give us some metaphors or images to express what I've been living with for 6 years and watching its effects. We don't brag about our victories. That can get into a lot of little bin and bureaucratic bullshit that interrupts the flow. And I can't keep looking at my iPhone if I got to deal with bureaucratic issues. So I remain supremely, blithely a good boy so that we don't get any reverberations that could cause bureaucratic entanglement, which takes away our slack. So slack is the main, that's what everything's for. Everything's for slack. In other words, what does relax and allow mean? Allow means to think. So people need stimulation to think. And Ion spends a lot of time describing the labyrinth of mind and suggests people become not so involved in it. And that's the first phase. The ascended position is you can engage your labyrinth of mind like the tooting guys. What are they trying to express? Any point? Any concluding gesture? Any double-jointed final posture? No. It's just a continuous effort to adjust a dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions, which is the great phrase from McLuhan back in the 50s. A dynamic symmetry of tensions among proportions. That explains the process of breathing and the rush of blood and the absorption of thought. And so the poetic is a dead issue. But to be able to read Don Thiel and understand how we got to that point and how Finnegan's Wake aptly presented the conclusion is a fantastic aesthetic pleasure. The appreciation, the eureka function in the brain, that's what a lot of people are missing. They say in New Age medicine, we're here to educate the mind, emotion, and spirit. Well, you'll see very little education of the mind, actually. It's focused on emotion and an ideal rearview mirror image of spirit. So we see that ION retrieves the power of the mind, the power of emotion, and the power of spirit by killing all three. So like the zombies in the Game of Thrones, they get activated by Iondo again to be even more forceful as a fallen person, as a destructive anarchist of conservative monarchy with a little bit of fascism mixed in with the Marxism, as Wyndham Lewis defined in 1929, the beginnings of Quadrophenia. And Quadrophenia is a wonderful expression, a wonderful way of experiencing the indifferent ecstasy of communication as presented by the original word and handed over to me to allow you to talk.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So leave a comment, follow, like, and share.
Yeah, that's a nutritious ending.